Hello. So I thought up a basic structure for my episodes. It's going to be like this. First, I'm going to speak about the present, and then it's going to be about the future. So in present, I'm going to speak about what I did today, and in future, it's going to be my plan for short term and long term. So today, I had planned to not use my phone and computers. Because these two were my compulsions, right? I couldn't control myself from not using them. So I decided that I'll just right away stop using them. And today is day one of that. So how was the experience? It was like constantly I would think that I want to use it. I want to do something. Like I would get ideas as to what I can do. Like, for example, I used to play a game called Paladins. In that, you can choose different kinds of characters to fight the other players, right? So I used to, like today, throughout the day, I used to come up with the tactics and all that, which wasn't happening when I was actually playing the game, which is really interesting. So when you stay away from a task, you start thinking about it more. That's what I found out today. And I would just find excuses to use my phone. Like, I'll just read a book or something in the phone. But that's not what I had decided, right? I chose not to use my phone at all. So such tricks my mind was playing. And I countered it and I didn't use the phone. What happened as a result is I studied for my exams, right? I studied for like 40 into 2 minutes. That's 80 minutes. That's 1 hour 20 minutes I studied today, and I'm sure that tomorrow it's gonna be more, because today I woke up late, and I don't know how, just how did the time pass? It just passes so quickly. Like I don't know where the time gets wasted. I've been using a time tracking app, but I guess I should look into the results of that, like where I've been spending. I haven't been reviewing the days, the way I spent the time. I've just been tracking the time, that's it. So I'm gonna start reviewing it also, so I know how it's getting spent, the time. So tomorrow it's gonna be more, the amount of study that I'm gonna do. And I also took time to exercise today, because since I wasn't using my phone or computer, I looked around the room and I saw that my old dumbbells were catching dust. So I cleaned them off and then started working out. And that's the changes that happened. I also went out to help my mom with the buying some stuff. So I became more helpful. Otherwise, usually I'd be like, nah, I'm not going. So this is these are some changes after not using tech. So all that said, I still have intense desire to play the game in my computer, because I used to like that game. But then after playing it for so long, I started hating it. And now that I have took a day off from it, again, I'm wanting to play it. It's so tough, but you have to just go with the alternative to that. So I decided to study for exams, right? So whenever I feel like playing, I just open the book and start learning something new for my exams. And for the future, what should I say? Right now it feels like my life is black and white, with just the borders, because the computer and the phone were adding juice to my life. They were the paint, right? And now it's gone. So it all feels drab, and it's like I have to use my imagination and infuse color into my life again. So that's how it is when you don't use technology. It's tough, man. It's rough. What else? Yeah, I have found out how much I depended on these two things for my happiness and for my feel good thing. To feel good, I used to depend on these two things, right? Computer and phone. So I found that out. So much dependency on them. I don't know what to do tomorrow. It feels so boring without these two things. I'll just continue that. Maybe I'll go to my cousin's house or something. I'll increase the amount of study. I've already mentioned that. And I can also go cycling. Oh yeah, I can also learn Japanese. I didn't learn it today because I didn't have time, I guess. I was studying the college things instead. So tomorrow can be, the future can be Japanese, going to my cousin's house, increasing the study time. That's it. Right now I should only focus on this BCom thing because the exams are getting closer. It's in June and I have a lot to study. The textbooks are fat. They've eaten a lot. So I have to only focus on that. And it's also because I want to learn how to focus on only one thing. Right? It's like practicing commitment. Usually my attention gets scattered and I just move from one thing to another. I don't want that to happen. I want to control it. Where the stream of my focus flows, I want to channel its path by myself instead of letting nature decide its course. Wow, so deep. And that is the goal right now. And that is all for the day. I'm going to hit the bed now. It's 8 p.m. ish. Because I want to wake up at 4 tomorrow. Today I got up at 8:30. That's bad. So, good night and see you tomorrow. Bye.